For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi Sai, what's the Lord mean? The Lord mean, fine, fine. Okay, the Parsha from Meraglim. Parsha Meraglim, of course, very controversial. We don't believe it, but in that it starts in the end of the sediment. The middle sediment. After the Parsha Meraglim states, by Dava Hashem HaMeshalemer, the parshiv from the Sochem, that when Kelsey Yisrael, when you bring a korban, they have to bring the Sochem. The Sochem. Mincha selas below the Shem Revir Sahin, the Yain on Nesach, a Milchen, and Yain and so on. So the first one says, I think this poem, Pshat is that after the Maisa Maraglim, they were almost in a set of in a state of years. They had been in Mitzrayim for 210 years. They finally emerged from Mitzrayim. Now they're on the way down to Israel, and suddenly Rosh HaGzera from Meraglim, they have to stay here 40 years. So the Rebbeinu Shlom told them, don't worry about it. I guarantee you, you will come to Israel, and you will bring your Sochem, you bring components and so on, don't worry about it. Then comes the Parsha from Chala. The Parsha of Chala, Rashi says, Beveyachem el Oretz, as soon as you enter El Yisrael, you cross the Yazir, Vehoyo bacholchem el Lechem el Oretz, as soon as you'll eat from the bread of El Yisrael, Tarim and Truma Hashem, Chala and Truma, the same Kedusha. Chala and Truma, the same Kedusha, belongs to the Kain and so on. And Reishit HaRashisechem, you make a dough and you bake bread, Chala and Tarim and Truma. So you have to give Chala. So Rashi comments, what's the chilek for Chala and Truma? And Maisa. So Rashi says there's a definite difference between Chala and between Maisa. Meshuna b'chala zu, b'yazu b'kobish b'tero. Because here it says, v'v'yachem, the Sutra is the answer as you saw. Truma Maisa is after 14 years later, after the answer as you saw. There were 7 years kibush as you saw, and chilek as Kibbutz Chiluk. Took it 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael and 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael, according to the Shrubin. Then there was no din of Trumas or Maisas. Or Bechala is immediately. So a major Feinstein, the Chiluk, well, I remember he once spoke about it, the Chiluk from Chala and Maisa. Maisa is from the income. Chala is from the expense. In other words, if you're in business, you make money, you give Maisa. If you don't make money, you're not giving Maisa. But Chala, you must give every day. Because whether you're in business, you make money, you lose money, you have to eat every day. A man is in business, one day there's no profit, he still has to eat. So Chala just from the expense. The state of chilek, and Maisa is from the income. If you make money, give Maisa. There's a machlekes in Achrinim. The Taz will zog, the first Taz, Yoch Shchita, Sibin Alf, and you'll say, zog Taz, Achilek from Shchita and Maisa. Shchita Pshat, if you want to eat, you shecht and eat. If you don't want to eat milk, it's flesh, you eat milk, Maisa, whether you want to eat or not, you have to eat maisa. Rabbi Kivegel dort in Sechen sein Rasche in Gitten auf dem Sein mit Schuhe mit Furisch verkehrt. Rasche als as Meister is only when you want to eat it. If you have a hundred saw of two, several. You're not interested in eating it. You don't have to give Meister. Meister is only when you eat it. Challah is a shot. Challah eat every day. You have to eat bread every day. So I made a Meister. Challah is every time, whenever you have. Therefore, Challah is beveyachem. As soon as you enter that soil, and you ate from the Tvur Soares, you mechuyev bechallah. Challah in Chutzlaris, even though we're mafresh Challah in Chutzlaris, it's only the Rabbonah. If the rice and challah is only as well. Maiser is only as well, and Chutzlaris is no Maiser. Because Maiser is from the income. From Maiser are tight. Where is the Rashi? Maiser is from the income, and challah is from the expense. You have to eat bread every day. You make money, you don't money, what difference does it make after you eat? So Mele challah is expense. Challah is a chiyuv. Challah every day. The santo type for the major feinstein. Then comes the parsha from Aven Zore. Back in Parsha Vayikra, we learned all about the dinim of Parhel Mdovar Shel Tzibur. In other words, the dinim of Shgogo. If a yochid does a shegeg, a yochid eats chayle b'shegeg, mechal shabbos b'shegeg, or a chves harayis b'shegeg, or a chves b'shegeg, whatever, it's for an adin from kizbo a seiro. He has to bring a korban l'chatos, kizbo, a female sheep, a seiro, a female goat. Kizbo a seiro. What if the tzibo does a chet? The whole tzibo, in other words, the son had made a mistake. And they paskin the chaylev was a treif, they said it's kosher. And the chaylev meets the chaylev. Then there's a par and dovos of tzibo. A par, and that's a special par, is a chatos, and you have to bring it into the hechol, and mele, we call it chol chatos as yuvo midoma la hechol penimo doch mesrefes. So you have to burn it. Then what is it on Nosi Yashar? Nosi Yechzah. The Nosi, the president, the president, the Melech of Yisrael, if he does a chet, it's in the soil. A male goat. Fine. Don't come to gain the Tehrem and Tanay of this. Avin Zorah. What is it if there's a chet and Avin Zorah be shaking? So if the tzibo makes a mistake, the Sanhedrin, they say, Navin Zor is mutar, make a mistake, they have to bring not a par lechatos, a par le'elo, and a soir lechatos. And a yochid brings a seiro, not a kizbo seiro. You have no choice. You must be a seiro. You must be a seiro. It makes a difference, this yochid, whether you came a Shiach, came Gotel, you are Nosi, you are yochid. Yes, the Meister. Of it is all the Meister thing altogether. All other Kabbalists, you make a mistake in Chelev, you can make a Chelev in Zam, you can make a Chatos, there's a Chilik, a yochid is Kibbutz Yiva. As a melech, a nosi, is be soyer, a male goat, and a tzibo, a paradox of tzibo. This is a naya parsha altogether. A naya parsha. And when it's over, the tzibo is paro elo v'soyer l'chatos, and the yochid, it makes a difference who you are. You are a melech, a king gosel, a yochid, zeiro. Zeiro. It's a ganze gemore wegen them, it's a ganze geschäft. But I want to tell you, there's an interesting Rav Nissim Goyen. Rav Nissim Goyen, for the Gainim, over a thousand years ago, he says that Sa'oyer, the Amzal Nesir of Navar Yisrael, is a Hakob and Yochid, Nisrefes. We always have a klal, Achatos, Ashiyuva, Migdoma, Akedesh, Achatos, that is, Achatos Apnimis, so since you brought the blood into the Hechol, Nisrefes. A chatos that was eaten outside, a chatos chatzeno, chatos said, belongs to the Canaan. Right? Chatos won the Kavdal Maskuna, correct? However, when it comes to Siras Avir Zoran, Zogt Rav Nissim Goyen, Nisrefes. Is the Raivid, Perikalis, Miros, Meister Kaponis, Es reiche dem Rambam al Tech with us, with the Rav Nissim Goyen, says, how could the Rambam think like that? So the Rav Nissim Goyen says, the next guest talk, the Rambam halt nicht to the Rav Nissim Goyen. Oh, the Rav Nissim Goyen halt the Ferris Yazay, no question. So the Rambam, come to gain the Meir Simcha, Meshach Kochma, he says, I'll show you why the Rav Nissim Goyen said that. Because Rav Nissim Goyen said, this Siras of Yisroel is different from some Siras. Some Siras are possible by Vayikro, and the Torah says belongs to Ken. Here the Torah doesn't say what to do with it. Doesn't reference. Arayev Parshas Emma. I'm sorry. In Parshas Shmini, the beginning of Shmini, it says Ayem Hashem. He said to him. And the Aaron should bring a chatos lecha, a chatos lezoyer. Vayivah and Shmini. Vayemal Aaron kachli egel baboka lechatos. Egel baboka lechatos. What happened to that egel? It was nikav bechutz, not befinim. And what happened to the meat of the egel? It wasn't eaten by the kain. It was the shrefes. So Rashi says. Rashi over there says that this was an exceptional deal. Eh? Yeah. If I can find the Rashi. What's this? A chumash
house? This sign on this chumash house.
What? Unless a boss of a hair saw a bachet from a machet. So Rashi, leimotzino chatos chitzeno this reference, Hello, Zoo. So I say, of course, except Rosho. Zogt of them, the Ramel Simcha, and the Rav Nissim Goyen, and Leon Nitzvi Rashi. Since it's the Asiras of El Zoran, the Chapar of El Zoran, Zogt Rashi. This Korban that Aaron brought, the Chapar of El Zoran, it doesn't surface. It doesn't rise in Mirudra. Okay. I mean, this is an evolved geshefter, though, in kosher. Then it says right there, Vayivna Yisroel HaMidbar. Okay. The Yudnat are in the Midbar. Vayimzu Yish Mekoshir Sheitzim Mehem HaShabbos. They found a man was Mekoshir Sheitzim. What does Mekoshir mean? Pshat, he was collecting wood. He wanted to make a fire. Mekoshir, Melocha, there's a kind of geshefter, what's in the Melocha, but anyway. Why does it take off the cell by midbar? The Chaim says because actually a midbar the Hakamel is. We have a Shusha Yochid or Shusha Rabbim. In the middle there's a Hakamel. It's not just Yochid or Shusha Rabbim. The midbar the Hakamel is. We don't have 600,000 people living in a midbar. It's a Hakamel. How come this man Mekoshish, some say it was Yed Meitzim and Shusha Yochid or Shusha Rabbim. Or if I cares, whatever. There's no Shusha Rabbim in Midbar. The father said, we hear B'nai Yisroel in Midbar. When the B'nai Yisroel in Midbar, you have 600,000 living in the Midbar. So the Midbar becomes Shusha Rabbim. That's why he said to Chaim, we hear B'nai Yisroel in Midbar. I call up a Kefuni Mekeshes. What happened? It was Michal Shabbos. And what? They put him in prison. What was the problem? The problem was Rashi, the Gemara, and the Pascha, and the Leute in Zafayemi. Avada Meshenu as the Michal Shabbos, Kevel Avid Zore, right? It is Chai Mesa, Michal Avid Meshumas. But since the Torah says Kevel Avid Zore, maybe Avid Zore be Skiller, maybe we should give him Skiller. Otherwise, if the tale said Mahalaya Majumas, I don't know which you mean, Sami says Chenek. So what was Mesh Rabbeinu's problem? Mesh Rabbeinu's problem is that the Gemara, he didn't know which Misa, because Michal Shabbos gave him his own. Michal Shabbos gave him his own. So Barsham says, Dosa Michal Shabbos gave him his own, is a Shaila Nachrenim, is that the right of the Rabbanim? This itself, this is principle, Michal Shabbos gave him his own. Zemdor Fun Dr. Barsham, Michal Shabbos gave him his own, is stuck in the right. It's not the Chum of the Rabbanim. Michal Shabbos gave him his own. Kimu Michal Shabbos the Muslim, if somebody writes a get on Shabbos, amazes, the get is possible in a Torah. If somebody writes a get in Yom Tov, amazes, it's possible in a Rabbanim. Because Michal and Yom Tov are not given him his own. Incidentally, Visa schreibt a get in Yom Kippur. It's a chassant. So the Rambam says this get is possible in a Torah. Because Michal and Kippur gave him his own. So when men are achreinim and hechel schritze, bring in a raya, Michal Shabbos gave him his own, Michal and Yom Kippur gave him his own. Now the only problem is Michal Shabbos gave him his own, so Ktrashi and Chulin, beginning Chulin, because the Kepha of Mice and Bereshis. Michal and Yom Kippur, why is gave him his own? Why is Michal and Yom Kippur gave him his own? Mirtach, so the whole problem is no problem. Michal and Yom Kippur, so Michal and Yom Kippur, Eres Kepha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never mind the Kepha of Mice and Bereshis. A Kepha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Yom Kippur, the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaf Yochel, Hiddushu b'Yimosei, the Rebbeinu Shalom is right here. Yom Kippur, every Jew feels, say Yom Kippur, the Rebbeinu Shalom is right here. The Eimas Yom HaKippurim, the Mother Zinnis, Eimas Yom HaKippurim, and you're allowed, if parents have children that are 9 or 10 years old, they can eat Yom Kippur. You are not afraid they'll give him what to eat. He'll chas v'sholem, he'll forget to eat himself. Eimas Yom HaKippurim, my Lord. The Eimas Yom HaKippurim, because it's all the Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva holds in the Gemara in Megillah that everybody knows Shabbos, we call up 7 people to say for Torah. Yom Kippur, we call up 6 people to say Torah, because Yom Kippur is not as big as Shabbos. But Rabbi Kiva holds for Kers. Shabbos reads 6 people, Yom Kippur reads 7. Is the Shagas saying, which was is Yom Kippur aggressive for Shabbos? Yom Kippur Beskila, Yom Kippur, I'm sorry, Yom Shabbos Beskila, Yom Kippur Bekoros. So the only answer that Shagas saying has, there's a tefillah. Yom Kippurim is devoted to tefillah. There's an extra tefillah for dealer. Yom Kippur is double Shabbos. But the Rambam says, I don't understand the problem. Yom Kippur, the whole Kiddush of Yom Kippurim is the double Shabbos. You see in Rachman Islam, in America, a lot of people, they're Shabbos Shabbos. Yom Kippur, everybody keeps Shabbos. Yom Kippur. Anybody. Anybody's a half, even if they're half Jew. You know, people that don't go to shul on Yom Kippur, and they fast on Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. So what happened to Klalim? I don't understand what's the problem. Why the Rambam holds the Michal of Yom Kippurim is given of his own and so on. But I call upon him. So this was a suffering by the Mekashis. Let's get back to Mekashis. So anyway, so the answer came back. Give him skila, right? Give him skill. Fine, okay. So the man comes to the Mekashis was Michal Shabbos, therefore they put him to death. Who was the Mekashis? Obey Sai. No? Who knows? Who was the Mekashis? Who was he?
Slavin.
What?
Slavin.
Who said that? Slavcha, right. Slavcha, the one, the later one, that the children came, that the daughters came to, that was Slavcha, the Mekeshish. What was the Schedule to do that? Mekeshish, he was the Slavcha. And he said, Slavcha has been a Mapilim? Who was the Mapilim? Remember the Mapilim? After the Maisa from the Raglim, along came the Chevron and they said, we want to make up for the mistake. We're going to Israel regardless. Nothing will stop us. That was a mistake. What's the Benjamin? Don't go, you don't go. So it's love for the Mapilim. So he loved Eretz Yisrael. And the daughters also, well, Mechebre Eretz Yisrael, fine. But the other one says it's a love for the Gevesen, the Mekeshish. Finally, I might say the Gemara. Gemara Shabbos, Afkuf Nun. It's not something Gemara. Maise Bechosi Dechot. It was a Shabbos afternoon, he walked out in his garden and he saw there was a hole in the fence. So he said to himself, oh, right after Shabbos, right after Avdallah, I'm going to call workmen to put up the fence. The Lachachap Yitzhak, imagine, I was thinking about something Vokhadik and Shabbos. He decided he's not going to fix the fence. Because we say that happens in the dinner talk, you'll have to think. Shabbos and Sechef Shovet Shabbos Dovo. You're not allowed to speak about Bochadik and Sachar and Shabbos. You'll have to think. You'll have to think tomorrow I'm going to buy this, I'm going to sell this, I'm going to do this. Me'atin Megman. But Shlovchot, this Maisa Bechosinecho, Dr. Shalom, was a Gilgul of Shlovchot. Therefore, he had to be Mesakon Shabbos, a film of Machshove. So he said, no. So what the Rebbeinu Shlomo do on this? That a tzlaf chad, a tree by the name of tzlaf, a very big tree, grew up in the breach in the wall, and it covers the breach. Zogin v'fosin, v'darem a tzlaf chad, es is lof chad. Tzlaf chad. So this was, that's what happens in Slavko. Okay, let's continue. Then Rabbi Sai comes the Parsha of the Sisters. What's got to do with, what's got to do with the Keshis? Some of the Balasasis, they came back to Meshach Rabbeinu and they said, Holy Week we put on film. Shabbos, we don't put on film. We don't have any remnants to be careful. That's why it was Mechal Shabbos. So many of them say, I'm giving you a mitzvah of tzitzis, neig afila b'shabbosim. The mitzvah of tzitzis, afila b'shabbosim. Now, inside, I want to tell you a little secret, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis for our lovin, the white strands, and the tzchelos. What do you know about tzchelos? Anybody ever saw tzchelos here? Huh? Did anybody ever
see? I saw something blue. Yes. I don't know
if it's kind of the same. Gal Yochin claims that he found
tzchelos. Oh. Is that
so first? The first one, the first one historically to raise the issue of Rebbe, the Gal Shinella, Rabbi Zina Rebbe, when I was on the Gotham raised. And Rabbi Zina Rebbe said he found the tzchelos, he found the chalosin. The chalosin. Chalosin is. There's a stir on Rashi. One place Rashi has a minzag, a fish. One place Rashi has a sheriff. We don't know exactly what kind of a creature it is. But he said he found it. He wrote a whole sefer, Ein Tchelos. And he did research, and he said off the Adriatic Sea north in Italy, he found it. Probably some sort of octopus, no? And it's also the Tchelos. And he used the blood of the schelos of the schelos, and he made tzitzis. And the chazin, I know a lot of people. Yes, back in Washington D.C., there were people used to wear schelos. You know, I know. Well, chazin chazin, they wear schelos.
Herzog found a different.
What?
Daf Herzog found a different.
Oh, coming together, Rabbi Herzog, then Brocha. That was his thesis in the London University. He became a doctor then. And he showed the Ganzach Hebsel and so on, It's Nitkes, Nitkachalos, and so on. And now, of course, there's a new industry. I saw this factory up in the Galil years ago. There's a factory, Galil, the manufacturing trailers. They say they found a creature somewhere in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Israel. They say, Nosa, Dosa, Halos. The mice.
Galil Din claims.
Yeah. It's a whole industry. The mice is. The Briske halten es davon. The Briske sorgen the Hanin for my service. They have seen us the first Shach in Yerodea. The Shach in Yerodea fragt of a Ramor. The Ramor says a woman in his father, they have a woman Shachsen. It's fun. But the Ramor says women don't Shachs. Because we never saw a woman Shachsen. So the Shach, later in the Raya, what do you don't see? Sagt der Schach, als Sach, was ist toll in der Minig, in der Rino Jerrei. How is it possible that Ramon lived in the 1500s? And in his day, there was hundreds of years, and we never saw a woman shechel. In a similar statement, I once told the Biblical Conference of America, they once asked me, how do you know that a woman cannot be given an aliyah? Which status is the Chazor? I said, I'm not no shock. We never saw a woman given an aliyah or a coffin. You should say, there are similar statements. If we in 2000, whatever, since the days of Chachomim, we never saw chalos, we never saw schelos. I think that Briske 100% correct when it comes to Tchelos. Now, what is Tchelos? What is different Tchelos? What is Rashi? What?
Rashi appeared on Tchelos.
What? Who's on
it? Rashi.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, about Tchelos, the meaning.
I guarantee you. Now, I want to tell you what Rashi says here. What is Tchelos? Huh? What's even Tchelos? What? Opsil Tchelos. Dr. Rashi, Tchelos, Seva Tchelos, the cover of Tchelos, Zemel of Akia, Hamashil Eserev. In the daytime, the heavens are light. Comes the evening, it darkens, it becomes like blue when the sun sets. Right? What's the pshat? The pshat is to say, Lavan, that is a remez when the Jews are in good circumstances, they keep the Torah. Tchelos means even when the mashma becomes dark, the Jews have to keep the Torah even when it's Tchelos, when it gets dark. Never mind the Tzoros, we're Golos, we have all kinds of problems, but something for Tzchelos. Something for Tzchelos. Tzorosu Tzorosu, Maschel Yisrael. Alright, now we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about the Meraglim. Before it goes to Meraglim, I want to say the Meisim is the Aftera. The Aftera for Tzlach is about the Meraglim that Yeshua sent. Just for the winter of the swallow. Mesh is gone. But Yeshua wants to enter the swallow. Send to my. He didn't tell. He didn't send 12 Meraglim. He sent 2. Who is the Meraglim? One is the same one. He called me Yifuna. But he's 40 years older. He's now 40 years older than he was. But he won the Meraglim. Second one is Pinchas. Call me Pinchas. And they come to Rochav. And the Rochav, who is this Rochav? Huh? Rochav Hazeno. Hazeno only really means a prostitute. Hazeno stands for Chazal. She was a high-class prostitute. High-class, no. Only the Malachim, the Sarim, no. They could afford it. There have been episodes of Rochav Zeno, Mocheches Mozoin. she had a store, a grocery. She sold the members of Bedigar. She couldn't advertise openly, she's a sinner. So she had a sign, this is a grocery. People have been, people in the know knew that it was a Zeno. That was just a front. You know, the days of prohibition in America, there was a peculiar period for 1918, 1933. Believe it or not, the Congress passed the law, all drinks, schnapps, beer, wine, treif. No, nothing. You're not supposed to make it, you're not supposed to sell it. Of course, it was the biggest joke in the history of the United States. So, of course, in every store, there was what they call a speakeasy. A store, there was a separate entrance. If you were in the know, you came in, you spoke easily. You know, oh, go into this room. You open the room, there's plenty of schnapps and cake, whatever you want. Anyway, those speakeasies. So, Rochava Zeno, so Bekirba, Bekirba your service. In other words, she had a room, there was a chema, there was a big wall built on Jericho, and next to it there were houses. In her house there was a speakeasy. In other words, you go in to buy whatever grocery you need. If you knew that it's a secret, there was a secret door. You enter the door, and it was in the chema, in the wall, there was an extra, an empty building, nothing in the market. The Meraglim, they came in there, so Rocha was in, and when it came the time they were looking for the Meraglim, the Melech of Yericha came looking for them, so she opened up the back, there was a window, there was a rope, and he went down outside of the chema. See? That's pshat. In the chemer. So Rochav, is that Rochav was a great woman. The Mefoshim say that the Korban Pesach, you know, Pesach, they used to roast the whole lamb. So the Gemara says they took a rod made of a stick made of rimon, out of pomegranate wood. And that was the one on which they roasted the Korban Pesach. So the Mefoshim say, what's up, Zerimayin? Reish Mem Vov Nun. There were four people in history who proclaimed the gospel of Hashem. The first was Reish Rochav Zeno. She said to the Meraglim, I see no Ben Shalom, he's the boss of the whole world. Mem is Meshach Rabbeinu. Hashem Lekim HaShemayim HaMa'al Zanin. Nun. Namon Amameni. I'm sorry, Namon Sarsuarom. Namon Sarsuarom. He wasn't the greatest character, he also said. And Vov is V'Yisrei. Yisrei also. As I said, Hashem called him. So the word Rimon is a remez that Mishas Korban Pesach, you remind yourself of all these four people who proclaimed the godliness of Hashem. Rochav, Meshe, V'Yisrei, Namon. So Rochav is one of our greatest characters, even though she started as a Zeno. But the end was, Chodin Chazal, she married Yeshua Ben-Nun. Yeshua Ben-Nun she married, and for her there were descendants of the greatest of him, Yirmiyah Cheskel, Asvor, and the Mialkut, and those are Hinnikla for Rochav and for Yeshua Ben-Nun. So you see, in Haftarah it's very important to know who this Rochav. She wasn't Stam a Goya. She was a seamstress. She had godless. She became a Georges ultimately. And she was married to Yeshua Ben-Nun. All right, now let's get back to the Meraglim.
The Targum there says, Beis Isha Zayna Pundekisa.
A Pundekisa. Also, like a many Lebanese. A Pundekisa. She had a store. That was the front. That was the front. Ostays? That was the front. The Menezra very often helps to explain the Chazal. I'll tell you another place. It says that one of the Ephes Tzemeim, Basayano. So the Gemara says, Basayano, was Basayano l'rabes beit soso. How do you know the eggs of a treif, a bird, a treif? Basayano, the beit soso. The Menezra said, Basayano, because the Yano itself, when it's an adult, it seems that this bird is so soft, nobody can eat it. The only time you can eat it is when it's young, the Basayano. Even if the Sefer said Yano, it also means that I'm never younger. What do you want to say, Basayano? Even Yano means only when she's young. When she's old, you can't eat it. And the Barakhila, what does it say, Basayano? The Rabbi speaks to us. Yes, the statement of Chazal is the Rabbi. Oh, let's get back to Meraglim. Meraglim makes no chal that the voice of the Basilic of Tav Sarin in Shulchan Aruch states Simen Tav Kuf Pei, a list of all the Yonim Shemaginos Tainas, all list of name, all the, when you have to fast, Moshe Roshchedes Nisan, the Yosait for Nalav Avir, Tainas Tzadikim, Yud Zayin Elul, 40 days after Tisha B'Av, that's when Meraglim died, is a Tainas Tzadikim. The Yosait for Meraglim. And they said in Tum, Fekla Mes Yosef, you have to fast the Meraglim, because didn't help. The Magen Avraham brings noch a teres. The Shalom Kodizok Meraglim Tzadikim. Hört ihr meins? Meraglim was Tzadikim. So, wo ist das Pshat? Was ist das? Da versorgen wir seine Pshat. The Meraglim, they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't Stam, a caprice, it was Stam. They said, look, what's wrong with this situation? We're in Golas, we're in the Midbar, we have a Rebbe, Meshach Rabbeinu, V'ala Kein, Shivim Skenim. The moon is falling from the sky. We have nothing to worry about Parnassa. What's the news left? We have to go to Eretz Yisrael. See, what's the thinking? If so, why is this? Why does the state of Kol Moshon? Huh? The thing called Moshon, Rashi tells us a secret. Meraglim Ohevel and Loshon Hora. Rashi says that they saw what happened to Miriam. She spoke Loshon Hora, right? And they never learned the Chet of Israel. That was a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there, what was the Chet of Meraglim? Loshon Hora. Yes? The Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Erechon that somebody does an aver of the Meiser is not so bad as the Dibur. Dibur, the word of a person is more important than the Meiser. A riot is somebody's Ma'anis Absula, he pays Chamishim Kesef. He doesn't act. Meiser Shemra, he has to pay 100. What does that prove? That a man, that the word, the mouth of a person is more important than myself. We don't appreciate what deep of this. Said? So the Mishnah, That's the one Mishnah. Oh! Meisi Shemra, she came at Sinu Shalem Yishatem Zaldin Shal Meraglim. The man, what was the Chet Meraglim? Los Nore! Shema, by Nasu is Esau published. The Seder says, what was the Chet of Meraglim? Even though they had the best intentions, but you had no business talk against Eretz Yisrael. They said, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and so on. You may, Dovid HaMelech, the Soviet type, Dovid HaMelech says, Vayimosu Be'erashembo. Vayimosu Be'erashembo. They spoke Los Angeles, that's terrible land, what are you going to do there, and so on. They didn't need that. All they have to say, we want to stay in the Midbar. According to the Isaiah, they were afraid they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, they'll have new elections, they'll elect the officers. See? They want to see him, they'll see him. They'll have new elections. just like the Hasbro president came in, all of a sudden you have new cabinets altogether. So they were friends. Look, to say, same Gershalovitz, they're physicians. Oh, but I'll put him, but you have to spread the news about us in soil. But actually, from the Raglan, there came out a wonderful thing. They lived it out in the Midbar 40 years. They didn't move so many times. Rashi says somewhere, but yes, because it's 19 years they stayed in one spot. They didn't have to move. They're sitting and learning 19 years. Can you imagine what you learn in 19 years? With a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu and all that kind of stuff. Wonderful. This is not the, if you want to say it, it's the honeymoon years of the Klal Yisrael. The chuppah was in Har Sinai, south of the Brest Har Sinai. Then for the next 4 years that learned. Can you imagine a better time? That's how the Chamaitre fellow got married, he was 18, Ben-Esrim Lechuppe. Ken-Esrim Lechuppe, what's that? Ben-Esrim Lildev. Because 2 years he had to learn. Here the Kalal Yisrael has 40 years to learn. The most glorious period in the history of the Kalal Yisrael. Yumi Hanovi sings about it. Zuchati Loch Chesed Yurayich. Amos Glulishayich. In the Midbar we sit and learn 40 years. Psukim, that beautiful Psukim. We say this Psukim Rosh Hashanah. In the Rosh Hashanah Zafni, in the Musaf. Shachat Roch Chesed Roch Av Shloshach. In Parshat Chukas, there's a very interesting Parshat. Also, Yosu Yisroel as Ashiro Hazes. That parsha has no meaning, no connection. Mildach's a parsha. The Jews realize that these 40 years are coming to an end. Arla Cain just passed away. Look at Chukas. Meshach Rabbeinu, they know, is not going to enter this world. They're coming in. They wanted to celebrate this beautiful period of 40 years. They said, Shira, Ozzy, Ozzy, Yisroel, Shira, says. That's why Meshach is not mentioned. Rashi is Frechlich Kashi. Look somewhere, Meshach Rabbeinu. Also, as you saw, after Meshach Rabbeinu, tells his portion, Meshach Rabbeinu belong there. They're celebrating Fakel. Even after Meshach Rabbeinu was born, they'll remember beautifully these years. Also, so the men of the Meraglim, those are the Shalom HaKodesh. The Meraglim Tzadikim were. Better than the Meraglim Tzadikim. They had a wonderful idea, let's sit in the Midbar, sit in the Loyim, but the mistake was, this is not the Tachlis. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, go to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will continue to be the kind of mitzvahs that sit in the Loyim. That's the Tachlis. That was the mistake. So, and not only did they make that mistake, they turned around and said, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. That was a terrible mistake. And that's what they were punished. Okay, I'll make some laws. Do I have any questions here? We have about 2 minutes to go.
Next week is Yom Kippur
Kod. If you want, we can start 7 o'clock, believe it or not. What do you say, next week 7?
7 o'clock,
yeah. Okay, but never. But come on time, I'll make some.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.